Tea parties and protests. As the Occupy Wall Street movement gains steam and inspires similar protests overseas, defenders of the so-called Tea Party have decried the occupation activists as lawbreakers, radicals, and even un-American, unlike themselves, of course. One imagines that such objections coming from Tea Partiers are meant to contrast them not only from themselves, but from the original group of Americans who made the term Tea Party history. In this version, they were nice, law-abiding folk engaged in a little patriotic disagreement. Suffice it is to say, it didn't actually happen that way. The late, great historian Howard Zinn, in his groundbreaking A People's History of the United States, recounts the Tea Party as a great event not only of rebellion, but law-breaking. Imagine the worth of crates of tea broken into and tossed into the Boston Harbor, the property of local merchants, destroyed. Why? Because of the taxes added on, which made Americans angry at such high prices. It was also a thumb in the eye of the British. The British Empire responded to this provocation by passing Parliament's coercive acts, closed down Boston's port, dissolved the local colonial government, and brought in armed troops, virtually establishing martial law. Now, which contemporary group more closely resembles their American ancestors? The Tea Party or Occupy Wall Street? And lest we miss the big lesson, women played a pivotal role in protests as well. John Adams' wife, Abigail, wrote of a coffee party led by nearly 100 women who, angry at the high prices of coffee at a store, marched down to the warehouse and demanded the stingy merchant surrender his keys. When he refused, Adams writes, upon which one of them seized him by his neck and tossed him into the cart. Upon his finding no quarter, he delivered the keys when they tipped up the cart and discharged him, then opened the warehouse, hoisted out the coffee themselves, put it into the trunks, and drove off. A large concourse of men stood amazed, silent spectators of the whole transaction. Lawbreakers? Radicals? Un-American? Well, they broke the law, certainly, for during colonial days, English law ruled. Were they radicals? Probably. Were they un-American? They destroyed private property. They reacted to the rich getting richer by looting their warehouses. Sounds pretty American to me. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.